Hello, you are listening to So I've Heard, a student government podcast for students, made by students. If you would like to write into the show, or if you would like to be more involved in student government, fill out our contact form in the link below, or stop by our office, room 128 in the Memorial Union. Now, here is your host, Jordan Nitsch, with this week's guest, Carl Ludwig, in this week's installment of So I've Heard.
Hello, 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 and welcome to So I've Heard, the student government podcast for the students. I'm your host, Jordan Nitsch. I'm a senator here at NDSU for representing the College of Business. I'm a junior studying marketing. And joining me today is another senator, Carl. Why don't you lead things off and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Carl Ludwig. I'm a senator for the College of Science and Math, and I'm studying psychology and computer science.
All right, right on. So do you want to just jump into it here? So last Sunday, on the 24th, we had our student government meeting, and this is really to kind of give everyone an update as to what's been going on and really fill everybody in on what student government's been doing this past week and these past couple of months. So probably the first highlight I wanted to talk about in last night's meeting is we got new senators in.
Yeah, no, that was definitely exciting. Been a little bit delayed with snow days about getting them in and, you know, getting them appointed, but we're glad that they're here and we're excited to see, you know, the drive that they have and see what they, you know, what they're going to contribute.
Yeah. So this past Sunday, we had the opportunity to welcome Anthony Soupcup from the College of Agriculture, Elena Driscoll from the College of HD&E, Megan Yerhot from the College of Graduate Studies, Laura Friedman from the College of Engineering, George Kessel, also from the College of Engineering, and Kerry Hoffman from the College of Health Professions. So big shout outs to them. I see you all doing big and great things here while in student government. So very much looking forward to that. The kind of next point that I wanted to bring up is what does a senator do? So I can speak to my experiences within Student Senate. While serving as a senator, I've had the opportunity to work on various projects that are really centered around improving the lives of students here at NDSU. One such project that I've been working on at the moment is getting LED lights installed in Berry Hall as opposed to the fluorescent lights currently there. This was really kind of spawned out of the idea of let's kind of move forward and be more energy efficient with our campus. You know, why don't you talk about some of the things you've done, Carl?
Yeah, so I haven't been here as long as Nitsch has, obviously. Another thing that senators do is we serve on commissions for the executives. So each executive has its own commission, and then senators are appointed through Senate to these commissions. So I'm appointed to ASA, or Academic and Student Affairs, and the PR, Public Relations Committee. And through those, the commissioners will bring up project ideas, bring up things they want to see done, and see like what they can do to help improve the school through that. So I've worked with ASA in Open Education Resources, which are free online textbooks that would be available to students. We wrote our first grant to a professor, which is going to end up saving students up to $70,000 in book fees, which is really amazing. Also another thing is, I'm also working on through the Capital Project Finance Committee to write a grant for LED lighting in all of the high-rises, as most of the students tend to live in the high-rises. It's a great place to, really kind of take that step forward in, older buildings into energy efficiency, just like in Berry Hall as well. Mm-hmm. So there's many things you can do as a senator. A lot of it's focused, on project base. We also attend every Sunday, or almost every Sunday, we have meetings at 6:30. So everyone convenes, the executives and all the senators, and then we have a meeting. So,
yep. One such meeting we had was last Sunday, February 24th. So our meetings consist of executive reports where each executive will go through and kind of detail what they've been working on this past week to the Senate as a whole. And within that, Senate kind of works on passing resolutions, bills to that end of improving student lives here at campus. Each student can represent up to 400 students within their college. So it's really a job of listening to your fellow students within your college and voicing their concerns within our Sunday meetings you know, to make their concerns and their voices heard to the student government. Actually, to transition now into our first point, last Sunday we had our Senate meeting, February 24th, which, by the way, shameless plug here, is an open meeting. Any student or member of the community is more than encouraged to come and watch us do what we do in student government. We welcome it. You know, there's not much attendance from the public, and we know we'd really like to see anybody from NDSU or the community come forward and you know, be a part of that and come see how we do it. There's even a section within our meeting that allows for public comments, so you can come in, and if you have a concern, you can voice that directly to us. And you know, I welcome that. Also, another highlight from this past Sunday's meeting was the reserve request to partially fund soundboards for Shepherd Arena. So what this is a reserve request is a document asking the student government to allocate a certain amount of funds from our reserve budget to various projects, ideas, or things we think funding could be useful for. So this past Sunday, we had the opportunity to pass one such reserve request, and it detailed partially funding some of the new soundboards to be put in Shepherd's Arena. So, Carl, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this RR was brought up at our last meeting as second read. So what second read or unfinished business means is that, so first it has to be new business, has to be read first, so we're aware of it, we're able to get into it, we're able to see, you know, kind of seek out our own information ourselves. And then second read is where we actually do the voting process and discussion on the bill. So last night we had discussion on it. Nobody, you know, I don't think anyone really testified against it. But it actually had a really well-detailed plan as to what they wanted to do. So the end contributions for the soundboard, which has actually already been put in, it would just be kind of a reimbursement through Senate, is Saddle and Sirloin committed $5,000. The College of Ag committed about $3,000. And then the Department of Animal Science committed about $3,000. And in the end, student government would, from the reserve request, give $1,000 to the soundboard. A really good point brought up in it was the fact that no organization should have to deal with the financial burden of something that's going to improve campus. So Shepherd Arena, where Little Eye is held, one of the more popular organized events on campus that happens. You know, it's Shepherd Arena is used for many things outside even NDSU. It's, you know, College of Ag's one of our biggest schools and kind of almost what, you know, NDSU is really known for. And so, you know, as a senator, you know, I'm not from that college, but just viewing that and saying that, you know, this is something that's going to, you know, benefit people coming into the school that might end up being in my college, might end up being, you know, potential people in student government. It's a great way to, you know, really just, you know, improve our facilities and, you know, make this campus as better, you know, than when we got here, when we first got here. So.
Yeah. Just building off that too, not just Little Eye takes advantage of that too. You know, the local 4-H livestock judging competition is held in the Shepherd's Arena. The American Dairy Science Association conference is set up in there. So it's you know, the Shepherd Arena definitely is a resource that goes beyond campus, and to see you know, upgrades made to their sound systems to, you know, make it more useful and easier to hear and understand for anyone that's in there. You know, that's, I was in full support of it. You know, it's a great resource for, you know, just about everybody. It's a big draw for FFA, you know, all of the other previously mentioned groups as well. So, you know, with that passed, the sound systems sound a lot better than what they were. And I, you know, I'm really happy that we got to get this set up. So I would say one of the other kind of big takeaways from last Sunday's meeting were some of the tier one organizations that presented. So what defines a tier one organization? A tier one organization is any organization on campus that appears to have a significant impact or on the day-to-day life of the students. Think your NDSU athletics is one great example of a tier one organization. The Spectrum is another tier one organization. The Bison Information Network, you know, things of this nature, things that have a very far reach when it comes to engagement of students. So this past Sunday, two such tier one organizations came in to present about who they are and what they do. They were, coincidentally enough, NDSU Athletics and Spectrum. NDSU Athletics has been, very popular as of late. You know, they've been doing great things for the football program. And, you know, just building off that, they go so much further than just football. They've been working on getting new facilities in place for the volleyball team, for the soccer team as well. They have new locker rooms set up there. And, so they had the opportunity to come in and present that past Sunday. You know, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so athletics went first. It's actually really interesting because athletics is not, I mean, it obviously we fund them, but you don't, you know, they're kind of off in their own little world on the north side of campus. You don't actually get to hear from a lot. But it was really interesting to see their, you know, their breakdown, their budget. They showed us most of the fees that the students pay and the student activities fee goes to team travel, and that covers about half of what the team travel is. You know, they showed us a breakdown of that. Obviously the biggest one was football just because, of the destinations they have to go. They gave a really good takeaway about some new projects that are coming up. The potential having a new practice facility for all the sports, that isn't the bubble, as an actual marching band member. So I've been in the bubble quite a few times. And for us, it's actually really frustrating because our sound doesn't sound as good. It's not the correct, you know, hash marks for the field, so it's a little bit different for us. And then also the last time I was in there is right before the SDSU game. The roof was actually bending in because of all the snow, so that was a little bit terrifying. So a new practice facility might be in the works. It has to go through capital. It has to be a capitally funded project since they're not asking for any money from the state. So it can be, she said, I think, if I, you know, not this year, but possibly next year in the spring, that you could see something going up over at Gate City Field, that's just north of Bison Court over there. We also have the Spectrum. I think it's money we get. I think it's like $90,000 from the student activity fee goes to them, roughly. They gave it, you know, talked about, you know, where that goes to, how they, you know, pay for their, you know, to print the paper, how they pay for staffing and all that stuff. A lot of that actually does come from the advertisements they can put in their papers. So a lot of the money that is given to the Spectrum from student activity fee goes to
paying the stipends, yeah, for some of their full-time editors. So a lot of basically the money that's allocated to them from the student activity fee doesn't necessarily go towards the printing costs or the publishing costs of things. It's really towards paying their contributors that work on that the Spectrum full time. So I think it was like, I think one point they raised during their presentation, which I thought was really interesting, was the revenues they generate from advertising within the Spectrum actually covers all of their printing costs. So I think that's, you know, I think that's really interesting and really cool that an organization like the campus newspaper is has such great engagement that the advertisements they get from, like the advertisements they get to print in their newspaper actually cover the cost of their print. So, you know, those were the two tier one orgs that came in this past Sunday and spoke. We've had others also, and this is all in preparation for the fiscal year 2020 budget. This will be student government voting on the student activity fee for the upcoming year. But, you know, to really do it justice, it's kind of a full dive on its own. So I think that's probably going to be one for next episode. I think we're going to have to wrap it up here. Carl, do you have any other final words?
I don't think so. Just, you know, come stop by the student government office. We're a bunch, you know, we're all friendly people. We're always here to help. If you have any questions that aren't finance or CSO, student senators are in there all the time. It's a great place. Come meet us, you know, come get to know us. You know, if you have any questions for me as the College of Science Math, don't be afraid to send me an email. carl.ludwig@ndsu.edu. But yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So I've been Jordan Nitsch. He's been Carl Ludwig. And this has been So I've Heard. Until next time, go Bison.